KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint. And every month we come together to discuss topics on mental health, relationships, and fitness. So, hey, Jill.
Hey, how's it going, Jen?
All right. So today we're going to be talking about social anxiety at the holidays.
Yes.
And also you're going to share some tips how to avoid family conflicts during
this
time.
Yes, because these are big issues.
For sure. And then at the end of the show, we're getting close to January, which I can't believe. But I want to talk, and we're going to start setting some goals for next year. And I want to remind people the importance of, if you're thinking of fitness, to have balance and have both cardio and weight training, and why that's, will really help propel you into a healthier life. So those are our topics. But how are you?
I'm doing really well. As I said, I just got home from the desert late last night.
Oh, lucky duck.
Well, we just decided, I felt like I desperately needed some sun, and I struggle a little bit with seasonal affective disorder. And so if I get a little sun blast a couple of times during the winter, it makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
I just need it.
Yeah, I do too.
So we went for a little escape, and it was so fun. We were riding cruiser bikes.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Went for walks and sat by the pool and swam a little bit, and
oh my gosh,
it was really nice.
Yeah,
really, really nice. Yeah, but I'm glad to be home too. Yeah. I miss my dogs, and I'm really excited for the holidays. My daughter's
coming
home.
What are you doing?
Friday.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Cammy and Nick are coming Friday, and then Adam's coming on Wednesday, and so I'll have all my kids for the holidays, and that's really wonderful.
Do you have certain traditions?
We do. You probably too.
Yeah.
We do a fondue party on Christmas Eve.
Oh, nice.
With some friends of ours, which is always fun. Raclette and fondue, and we ski on Christmas mornings. We do stockings first, then we ski, and then we come back and we open presents, and then of course we have a big dinner.
Sure.
So all that I'm really looking forward to.
Good. Nice.
Yeah. What about you? What are you up to?
Working. I'm busy. I can't believe. Well, we've talked about it. There's growth in our community, and so now I think they're settling in and trying to figure out what established routine. So I have new members and working with them, some older adults who are, they've avoided getting their scans, and so all of a sudden they've gone in to get the DEXA scan for, and so I have like three people who now have osteoporosis so we're catching up from COVID.
Yes.
And so I'm busy. I'm sure you are still.
I am still really, really busy. I have a waiting list and I feel bad, but there's only so much I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so things like that, getting ready for the holidays, the kids are excited. And
you've
got
everyone's
here.
Yes.
I was just, we're talking about that. I'm very fortunate to have everyone here, so I'm going to treasure that as long as I can.
Yes, you are lucky because my two will be, Adam's only here for a few days. He's got to go back to Eugene, and Cammy will be here. They can work remotely, so they're going to be here for at least a week, which will be wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
Yes. No, I started really early with that.
Wow.
So I have about half my wrapping done. So my big project this weekend is getting Christmas cards out. So I've gotten some of them out, but not very many. So that's what I'll do. And
cool.
So I'm feeling pretty relaxed about the holiday.
Good.
Yeah. I'm glad. And because I paced myself, I did have the luxury of being able to get away for a long weekend.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling motivated at all. I don't know if it's just kind of that post-fatigue still. And I think we got some snow. So I was like, all right, I turned on the Christmas music and just started. And then Jeff and I went downtown last weekend and did some shopping too.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So anyway, we're ready.
Yes.
Let's do this. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll start talking about social anxiety at the holidays. This is Functional Health Radio.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's Thick and Thin Lumber, fast, reliable service, and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now, plus they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, and a new line of ReadyWise foods. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'm not here to sell you a thing. I'm coming to you in gratitude. As we enter into this holiday season surrounded by friends and family, we can't help but give a heartfelt shout-out to all of our loyal customers who've supported us from year to year. We can't help but celebrate a feeling of satisfaction that we've been able to serve you with your home building needs. We've repaired your torn window screens, broken window glass, replaced doors, installed custom shower glass and screens, phantom screen doors, beautiful new cabinets and countertops, Hunter Douglas window coverings. I could go on and on. And whether it's replacing a little picture frame glass or a new house full of windows, doors, and cabinets, we try and treat all of our customers with the same type of service and respect. And all of us here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets appreciate every single customer who comes in our door. So finally, from our family to yours, we wish you the most joyous of holiday seasons and just a plain old thank you from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. It's still the place to go.
Happy holidays from your friends at Super One Foods in Sandpoint. Stop by for all your holiday needs or save time and shop online. Then set the time to pick up your items at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces, or you can have them delivered right to your home. Go to superone.net to see just how easy it is. Looking for a great job? Sandpoint Super One is now hiring. Some positions start at $18 an hour. Sandpoint Super One.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and a gym owner here in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who also has a practice in Sandpoint. And our first topic today is social anxiety in the holidays.
So it was really interesting. A couple of weeks ago, my therapist friend Amanda and I were talking, and an issue came up at one of their social gatherings about someone getting socially anxious and kind of losing it and having to leave. And there was a kind of reckoning, and a lot of said, listen, you're not alone. We all suffer from social anxiety. And I think that normalizing some of those responses is very, very helpful. And I wanted to bring it up at the show today because I think so many of us do experience that. I mean, part of the reason people drink, right, is for that social lubrication.
Sure.
And I think people can get really have trepidation about going to parties and all that sort of thing. So I thought we'd talk about it.
Excellent.
So interestingly enough, 15 million Americans, or 7% of the population, suffers from social anxiety. Okay. Now, I personally think that that's underestimated.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think more people than that. Mm-hmm. Depending on the level of anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. But many of us experience it in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So it's pretty normal for most people to feel nervous going to parties and meeting new people. But if you feel inordinately uneasy or super self-conscious in everyday social situations, and especially if you find yourself skipping social events, you may have social anxiety disorder, which mm-hmm. is a little bit more more intense. If the thought of proposing a toast or socializing with people you don't know well, or even just making small talk is really problematic, you might consider it. If you experience things like heart palpitations, sweating, confusion, right? Mm-hmm. Forgetting something sure. in the middle of the sentence, or other symptoms of anxiety, you might have social anxiety yeah. disorder. The other thing is that it may make you feel miserable before, during, or after an event.
Right.
So if those are some of the things that are going on, and especially if it's affecting you both at work or, you know, if it's you're going to school, then you might really consider getting diagnosed and maybe some treatment for mm-hmm. social anxiety. But here are some things that you can do to help with it
right.
during the holidays. So the first thing is positive affirmation. Before you go to an event, your self-talk really matters.
Sure.
And if you allow yourself to get carried away with negative self-talk, mm-hmm. try silencing that inner critic. So instead of letting yourself say, oh, I'm no good at this, or, you know, I'll say something stupid, replace it with something positive, something like, I can do this, mm-hmm. or I'll be able to enjoy social situations. So just that simple thing, and we call that cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can make a big difference in what happens. So catch yourself saying things that are negative and replace them with affirmative thinking, which can be, you know, I'm going to have a really good time tonight. I don't have to be anxious. So number two, plan ahead for conversation. Now, this is a really good strategy,
okay.
right? Because a lot of what we're anxious about is the uncertainty of what we're going to say.
Right.
So if you have a kind of a repertoire of conversation starters, you'll feel a lot calmer. Mm-hmm. So you might ask questions like asking someone, what was your favorite trip this year? Do you have any New Year's resolutions? What are you most looking forward to? People love talking about themselves. That is true, right?
That is true.
So if you have those kinds of questions and start getting them engaged, it'll take the focus off of you.
And I think like talking with your partner about it, you know, both the first one you were talking about and the second one, like I would be able to talk to, I hate the social stuff. I can do it with work, but I get so stressed out about these new situations that having the conversation, like I'm feeling this way. Can we, you know, let's talk, what are we going to talk about?
Yes.
You know, kind of get a game plan going.
Yes. Well, small talk at parties is burdensome for me as well. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite, but by having those questions that you have in your mind, or the other thing is complimenting people. People love to be complimented, mm-hmm. right? You may feel like people are focusing on you, but in reality, most people are wondering what you're thinking of them.
Uh-huh.
So if you offer a compliment, which can make others feel good, you can reduce some of the stress for you as well. So I like this third one,
yeah.
right? Come with a talking piece. It may sound bizarre, but if you wear something that's kind of catchy, right, in a good way, it gets people to have a conversation
sure.
with you. So wearing a gorgeous patterned jacket or festive tights or even a hat can start a conversation that puts a little distance between you, anxiety, and the other person by focusing on a neutral object. So say, for example, I noticed that one of the stewardesses on the airplane was wearing these wonderful festive tights, right? And I said, great tights. And she said, oh, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Or this was amazing. Ellie, my daughter-in-law and I went shopping the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably had 10 to 15 people compliment me on my coat.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So those kinds of things that you know get people's attention, especially for me, what I always notice, I tend to wear a lot of brightly colored things.
Mm-hmm.
And people love them because yeah. they make you feel happy,
right.
right? So especially if you're dressing in something that you know is beautiful, looks good on you, and is joyful.
Yeah, I have this piece of jewelry that was my grandmother's. It, you know, it's the old-fashioned jewelry. It's
yes.
a Rudolph, but it has all these, you know, gems and things on it. So it's real colorful.
Yeah.
And it's always something, you know, people notice.
People notice it.
Yeah. And it's easy for me to talk about it also because it means something to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, those are wonderful
yeah.
things to help with social anxiety. So if you talk about where you got your jacket or where you bought that hat, that can transition naturally into conversations about your favorite shopping spots, your mutual love of good jacket, I know people love it when I start saying, well, this is Johnny Was. It's one of my favorite brands. I mean, those kinds of conversations do really kind of grease the wheels.
It
helps a lot. So this is another one that I really like myself, volunteering to help the host or hostess, right?
Yeah.
I love that. I know I tend to do a lot of parties myself because one of the things I love about that is that I'm busy.
Yeah.
I have things
to
do.
That's your strategy.
Yeah. I don't have to talk to people because I'm
futzing
around.
You've got to get stuff going. Yeah.
Yeah, doing things. That's definitely a trick for me. And then, you know, if I'm going to someone else's house, offering to help the host when you're at a holiday event will really dissipate your anxiety.
Yeah.
So busy hands that have a purpose can ease some of the pressure at large gatherings, and not to mention you feel helpful, right?
Right.
And having that sense of purpose is really good.
Yeah, I think it is easier to be in movement than standing there nervously going, okay, how am I going to start this next conversation? If you're in moving and talking, it's easier.
Yes, and it feels less threatening when you're contributing. So being a helpful guest and assisting the host can boost your self-esteem, and you can avoid long unwanted conversations.
Yeah.
So one of the other tricks that I use is I take pictures.
Oh,
I'm sort of known that whenever I go to a gathering, I'm taking pictures.
Okay.
That is another way to...
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Here's a good one too. Number five, engage with little ones.
Mm.
So let's face it, adults can be anxiety producing. But what about a child, right?
Yeah.
At a family or friend party, there's a good chance that there'll be children.
Mm-hmm.
There might be pets as well, right?
That's where I'm going to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So children and pets are a wonderful distraction because they not only do they divert attention away from you, but they're fun. Mm-hmm. They make you feel good, right? They're so non-threatening, and they make you joyful.
Right.
Yeah,
pets are very calming for me.
Very, very. Children see things differently than adults. They're thinking about entertaining themselves and aren't concerned at all about judging or being judged.
Right.
So if you tap into that energy, it really, I think, lightens your mood and just settles you down. And obviously for pets, right, who have mental health benefits, we know that when you pet a dog or look at them in the eyes, they just melt your heart.
They're the best.
Yeah. So petting animals reduces blood pressure, elevates mood, and releases endorphins. So spending time engaged with a pet can reduce the pressure of socializing with the owners.
Take little breaks. You know, have a conversation and then go pet the dog.
Yeah.
And then go back in.
Yeah. And, you know, cats are good about that, too.
I mean, for sure.
You can just put a cat on your lap and pay attention to them. Yeah. So those are good. That's a good trick, too.
Well, let's do one more and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Right. So number six.
This is a big one.
Avoid overdoing the alcohol, right? Although alcohol can seem like an effective tool in the moment to gain a little liquid courage, it often heightens anxiety and panic. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, it can leave you feeling even more out of control by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Now, that is true, right?
For sure.
And I think there are people who know that they get agitated and concerned about what am I going to do if I drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's an interesting balance in there where maybe one drink kind of gets you a little bit less anxious, but after that,
I wonder what that is that kind of shifts it.
It does shift it into gear and
your brain.
And I do know that a lot of the couples that I work with, the times when they have conflict is when one or both are drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have less impulse control when we're drinking, and we don't have the same sort of temporal awareness when we've been drinking. So those both work against us and can really be counterproductive.
Yeah.
So obviously we have to drink in moderation.
Sure.
And the other thing I love is drinking lots of water.
Yeah. I give clients the rule, like, if you're going to do that, if you're going to have a glass of wine, then you're going to have a glass of water following.
You bet.
Then you can make your next decision. But, you have to keep it balanced.
And the worst thing is when there's not water readily accessible, right? So for me, always at a dinner party, I have a water glass and a jug of water always on the table.
Yeah.
I just think that that's so important to make that available to people. But sometimes I'll go to someone's house and they won't have water out. And it's a little awkward.
Sure.
Right. And I think people are better about bringing their own water bottles these days or asking for a glass of water.
Yeah.
Make sure that you hydrate sufficiently and don't let the alcohol take you over.
Yeah.
So here's the other piece. If you're worried about embarrassing yourself because you're socially anxious, why put yourself in a situation when you're less in control?
Right.
Right? That's counterproductive. And alcohol and drugs can actually can actually trigger panic attacks in individuals with anxiety disorders.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So yes, we don't want to use alcohol.
Maybe go into it with a plan. I just like with weight loss, you know, people who I work with that are concerned about eating too many meals, you know, snacks and treats, set a goal before you even go of, I am going to give myself, I get two, or I get,
yes,
and do something like that.
I think that's a really good strategy. Yeah. Is just be clear about how much you're going to drink.
Yep.
Make sure that you...
It's already set. This is, yep. It makes it easier.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue. This is great, this list to help us with anxiety through the holidays.
Yes.
So you're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts presents The Goo Goo Dolls, July 22nd at BECU Live. The multi-platinum, four-time Grammy-nominated rockers have 16 number one and top 10 Billboard hits. The Goo Goo Dolls with special guest Blue October. Part of Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts, July 22nd. Get tickets now at northernquest.com. I'm a Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts presents The Avett Brothers, July 15th at BECU Live. Rooted in Americana, the Avett Brothers start with guitar and banjo in hand, but then they make up their own rules. See the Avett Brothers, July 15th, part of Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
Are you ready for something sweet? Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and I just got a big batch of cars. Now, I'm on a mission to spread holiday cheer, so forget the cookies. Because during my Christmas car exchange, you could save a lot of dough on a nicer, newer car. That's right, this month you could trade and save on the car you love. Now that's a sweet deal. So if your old ride is stale, or it makes you feel crummy, swap it for a nicer, newer car right now. Burnt by past credit mishaps? My For the People credit approval process is hot out of the oven because we go way beyond cookie-cutter solutions to get you approved. So this December, help yourself to something sweet to fatten your wallet, not your waistline. But hurry, this deal's done after the first 111 people. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. I'm Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the sweet deals at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer ends December 31st, 2021. And don't you mean holiday car exchange?
No, Christmas is a holiday.
Giving back during the holidays has never been easier. Just get the best internet in town. When you order Ting Internet, we'll make a donation on your behalf to a local food bank. And for a limited time, you'll get free standard installation and a free router with every order. In short, you'll get what we give. And we wouldn't have it any other way. Save big on internet you and your family will love by switching to Ting. Go to tinginternet.com/giving. That's tinginternet.com/giving.
Bi-Mart's latest savings book is out this week in our members' mailboxes, packed full of store-wide savings for all your last-second Christmas planning needs. There's 16 pages of savings with great giving ideas in electronics, clothing, hardware, and more. Plus, don't forget all the perfect snacks for your holiday gatherings and baking essentials for your holiday baking. Save more in our latest savings book this Christmas, in-store or online. Bi-Mart has you covered. Employee-owned. Real value every day.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed. That's a local gym here in Sandpoint. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And she's talking about social anxiety during the holidays and giving some tips on how to get through this for us who have anxiety at the parties and everything. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. So
it
these
is.
Are great tips.
So number seven is focus on what you can control. Mm-hmm. So usually social anxiety comes with a lot of questions, internal questions things like, what if? Mm-hmm. What if people judge me? What if I look like a fool? Mm-hmm. What if people notice how much I eat? I see that a lot, really? Right, with eating disorder.
So I've never thought of that. Wow.
Well, especially with people who have eating disorders, like they're very self-conscious about anyone seeing them eating or thinking that they're eating too much or too little. What if I make a fool of myself and say something stupid? What if I can't find anybody to have a conversation with? Go to the dog. Instead of focusing on what people might say or what might happen, focus on things that you can control, such as maintaining a positive attitude. Mm-hmm. You can make a commitment to address triggers to anxiety and going into social situations with a game plan. So let go of those things that you can't control. So that's really true about other people and mm-hmm. just not focusing on what other people may or may not think of you, right? Just letting that go. But more importantly, what you can control is setting boundaries for your own behaviors. Mm-hmm. And that's like limiting how much you drink,
right?
That's a good thing. Or deciding which topics you won't address, like the pandemic or politics, right? Those are tricky.
I think that should all be avoided for every household.
Well, we will talk about that when it comes to the family stuff, right?
That's excellent.
So avoiding that. So that's one of the ways you can give your sense of control is have a plan about I won't talk about these topics. I'm going to have limits on how much I drink. Maybe you say, well, I'm only going to stay this long.
Yeah.
So you can do that because you have some control. And I think it's very important if you have social anxiety that you have your own form of transportation. So if you need to leave, you can. You're not dependent on somebody else. So just let everybody else's behavior go.
Yeah.
You can't control it and focus on what you can control. So the next one is, it doesn't have to be perfect. Now, this is a really good one for me.
Yes.
So I know for those of us who can be anxious, we worry about everything needing to be perfect. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I worry about something not being in the right place, right?
Yeah.
I'm so fussy about little silly... Like when the towels are not folded properly.
Oh, my
gosh.
I have
to fix them. Or just... things not being the way that I should, or worrying about if it's the wrong food is here or whatever. We can't control all of this for every guest, right? We may not have everything that's gluten-free or vegan, right?
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, yeah? And your decorations don't have to be Martha Stewart.
I know. It's hard. You want it to be.
Yes, you do. And You really can give yourself permission to let the perfectionism go. Mm-hmm. So I know for me, one of the ways that I manage my anxiety is feeling like I've got things under control.
Yeah.
But that can be counterproductive because when you get into that need for control, you can be controlling and not very fun to be around. So it's the more that you can let go of those expectations and say, that's not really what it's all about.
Yeah.
What really matters is having a good time with people and connecting. So letting go of those little details that are extraneous can be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
So this is another one that's very good. Give yourself permission to say no.
Yes.
Yeah? Know that just because your friends plead with you to come to a certain event or put pressure on you to make you feel like you have to do this, to go to every party and event that they think you should go to, you don't have to.
Right.
You really don't. And giving yourself permission to say no is such a big thing, especially if you're on that continuum where I don't really think I want to do that. And then the opposite end is, yes, that's really where I want to go.
Yeah.
If it isn't a full-on yes,
yeah.
And you're ambivalent about it, maybe you should say no.
Right. And what's the line, though, where, I mean, I think it's important to put yourself in situations where you do grow and kind of hide out. So don't just go with no every time. Maybe set a goal for, I'm going to go, if I'm invited to 5 parties, I'm going to pick 2 for sure that I'm going to have to go to.
That's a good one. I also think that you can come up with other criteria. For example, are there people there that I am comfortable with?
Right.
Right. That I do connect with.
Or
is it really important to these people that that I'm there to support them.
Sure.
So make some of those assessments. Yeah. So you don't want to avoid everything which only reinforces the anxiety, right?
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, it'd be real easy to say no to everything. But
no.
I think to live our best lives, we have to try to grow.
That is absolutely true.
Put yourself out there.
Because if you say no to everything, then you lead to becoming agoraphobic, right?
Yeah, right.
So somewhere in there, pick out the events that mean the most to you and politely decline the ones that don't mean so much so that you can have some recovery time. And this is a good one for me. Try not to overschedule yourself during the holiday season. There have been years in the past where every single night between Christmas and New Year's was a social event. And it's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much. I'm not doing that anymore. So you don't have to feel obligated to accept every invitation. Mm-hmm. And you may want to eliminate some of the traditions that cause you more stress than joy.
We did. We eliminated, because we start off with Christmas Eve at my folks, and then we go into a brunch the next morning. And so we're just opting for soup, Christmas dinner, and then we're going to have something really nice on New Year's Day. Just to kind of like give us a break. Yeah.
Yes.
Too much.
Yes. So finding that balance is important.
Sure. Well, let's talk family, because that's the other one.
How to avoid family conflicts during the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, focus on love. Think about the things that you do love about your family. Focusing on what you appreciate will help you manage inappropriate comments and potentially avoid family conflicts, right? So one of the things that we say in the Gottman Method is focus on what's right instead of what's wrong.
Yeah, that's good.
And every family, there are things that just rub us the wrong way and push our buttons. And if we know those and just sort of say, okay, but here's what I do appreciate about my family.
Right,
here's what
great.
I love about my family. So the next one is make it a cheerful event.
Yes.
So make a list of everything there is to enjoy during the holidays. Things like decorations, music, holiday food, and focus on some of those things. Identify the traditions that you really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm really enjoying more now is playing games with my kids.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And we watch holiday movies together and have our favorites. It's really nice.
Yes. So ask yourself, what could you do to make the holidays more festive? So maybe it's trying a new dish. Here's an idea that I thought was so fun. I sent it to my daughter. Instead of a gingerbread house made out of sweets, it's made out of charcuterie.
Whoa.
Yeah. So cheeses and meats.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea.
Is she going to do it?
We might do that.
That's great.
I think we should. Decorate differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the kids were gone, I thought, okay, I'm going to do something different. And I did a peace tree.
Oh, neat.
So it was all peace signs. Or craft some holiday items. You know, Ellie has a little thing she does called macrame. She does a lot of macrame. So she made these cute little gnomes.
Yeah. Oh, I love
really
my
fun.
Gnomes. Yeah.
So we could all do that together. Mm-hmm. And baking is one of the things we love to do together. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I love doing, creating a holiday playlist.
Oh,
so
nice.
My Zumba classes are all Christmas songs.
That's great.
During this time. And people love it.
Yeah.
Because they're fun songs.
That's great.
Yeah.
No,
so
I like
a holiday
that.
Playlist can be really, really fun.
Yeah.
So here's another one with your family. Don't try to change others. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we're always trying to see if we can nudge people in our family to be other than who they are. And it's a waste of
not
time and
work.
Energy.
No.
We can choose how we respond to family conflicts during the holidays, but we can't choose them.
Mm-hmm.
We can't change them. So really knowing that and just accepting that and just saying, okay, so if one of my family members makes a snarky remark, what can I do that I will feel good about rather than...
So what can you do?
Well... Sometimes it's walking away, but if you do that too much, you're likely to finally break and lose it, right?
You gave me great advice years ago, and that was to observe.
Yes.
And just,
isn't that interesting?
I use it every day, and you know, because it's just we're surrounded by, especially these days.
Yes.
So that was I use it. It's great.
Well, and I do say that in my practice a lot. Be curious rather than furious.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or be sad rather than mad.
Mm-hmm.
because the anger only fuels things, and that's volatile, especially if there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, it's just not healthy either.
No.
Yeah.
So if you can remind yourself, be curious. Oh, isn't that interesting that that's how they respond? And I wonder if they do that because they are feeling insecure, and it's not really about attacking me, it's them taking care of it. That sort of thing can be helpful as a way of distancing yourself. So observe. That's a really good strategy. Yeah. And especially if you have, if you know what your trigger points are with various families and you have a strategy in advance and you say, okay, so if I get a snarky comment, I'm going to be curious, right?
Yeah. It really does work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anticipate some new answers to old questions. So thinking ahead of possible answers for uncomfortable recurring questions will make you feel more relaxed, right? Mm-hmm. So when are you going to have a baby, right? Mm-hmm. That's one that really bothers a lot of people.
Sure.
If they get pressured about when they're getting married, when they're having a baby, usually giving short answers give the message that you really don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or come up with some playful, humorous response to a question. And then you can also have a replacement topic. So when they do bring those up, that can segue into changing the subject
exactly.
to something that you're comfortable
yeah.
with. So another one is having realistic expectations. If we expect that people are going to be how we want them to be, mm-hmm. we're setting ourselves up for failure. And if we let go of that and focus on what you can enjoy, you're going to be less.
Yeah, I think we go back to number one, where you focus on love and what you love about each person.
Yes, because almost everyone in our family has things about them that we really do cherish.
Yeah,
we just
exactly.
have to remember those. I think this is a really good one too. Choose where you stay carefully, right?
Yeah.
And I think you have one of two choices. Either stay with people that you're really comfortable with in your family mm-hmm. or get a hotel or an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it can be a setup for a disaster if you choose to stay in a family situation that's likely to be contentious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting a lot with the couples I work with, especially if there's been an affair and the family knows about it, there can be an incredible tension where the family is
ready to kill.
Well, mad at the person who did it and also upset with the person for taking them back,
sure.
right? You can't make those kinds of judgments. Everybody's life is different than you imagine it to be, but that's a topic that comes up a lot. It's, what's it going to be like with my family when we're in this situation post-affair, right?
If you're not with your family all the time, it's really a lot to come in and have a week together nonstop. I think it's really healthy to have a place to go and kind of recover and have time to be alone again.
Yes, it is. And even though we love people, like even this weekend, we stayed a couple of nights with some friends and we had a lovely time, but I made sure that I got us a hotel one night because the quality of interaction is different, right? And it was fun being with them, but I wanted alone time with my partner.
Right.
And that's very, very bonding for us. So knowing what it is that you need to do to take care of yourself, whether it's staying with people who you really feel safe with, or it's getting your own place to stay where you can have an escape.
Yeah.
And I have some people who say, I'm just going to rent it. And even if I don't need to be there,
yeah.
I need
to have the escape house.
I have the escape. Yeah.
Let's take our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue. These are great ideas. So this is Functional Health Radio.
Here's your chance. You could win one of five sets of season tickets to the 2022 Numerica Credit Union Concert Series at the Gorge.
Tennessee whiskey.
Visit livenation.com/numerica for details on how you can see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow. Brandi Carlile Beyond the Silent Days Tour. Jack Johnson, and so many others, all part of the 2022 Numerica Credit Union Concert Series at the Gorge. Voted one of the best outdoor venues in America, and Numerica wants you to have season seats. Visit LiveNation.com/Numerica to view all the concerts, enter the giveaway, and get ready to return to live.
Where'd all the good people go?
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is John Darling with Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. A few years ago, we recognized our community needed a flooring outlet option to purchase clearance and closeout flooring products. Being locally owned for 75 years, we feel that Flooring Outlet by Carpet One can give our community just what it needs without fighting the box store crowds and promotes buying local. Whether big or small, we've got your flooring project covered. We purchase flooring in large quantities so you don't have to. Because at the Flooring Outlet, you get more and save more. Looking for a whole house of flooring? We either have it in stock or can negotiate the very best price for your project, because we offer big value at a small price. Save more on products such as waterproof flooring, carpets, sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. You will find high style for a low price. So come on down to Flooring Outlet by Carpet One, located between Superdrug and Safeway in Sandpoint, where you'll find beautiful floors for less.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner here in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed. It's over kind of by the high school on Michigan Street. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who has a practice in Sandpoint, and I bet these last 2 years have been busy for you,
Jill. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. And now we're adding the holidays and family and all that. So I'm enjoying this conversation. We're talking about how to avoid family conflicts during the holidays.
So what really matters is what we end up talking about as families, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not even family members, but it's the subject that comes up that can be a problem. And there are clearly certain controversial issues right now that are going to promote heated conversations, right? So we have to watch out for politics, pandemic issues, transgender rights, global climate change, immigration reform, marriage equality.
So basically everything going on in the world.
There's a lot going on right
now, right?
We can go
back to talking about dogs.
Well, and the other thing that's not on that is abortion. I mean, right? We've got so much happening right now. And it's just not very safe.
I think it's smart not to have those topics.
I wish it weren't the case. And it would be nice if there was the ability to be tolerant and engage in discussion. But the reality is you're not going to change anyone's mind.
No.
And so I think oftentimes these days I err on the side of just not addressing those kinds of issues.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it is tricky right now, and we are so polarized that if we can find commonality, and some of my friends I know get really politicized, and what I say is, well, we need to find common ground. And they say, what is common ground? Common ground is family, pets.
Yeah.
We can talk, I think, about movies. One of the things I love to talk about with people is books.
Right.
I think people, some people are reading more.
Yes.
And I love talking with people about what are you watching these days, right? And what are you reading?
Travel.
Travel is a good one. What are you doing for your workouts?
Yeah.
Those are much, much safer topics. So try to think about a list of topics that are very safe, and where everyone has something that they can really add to the conversation.
We do have rules before our gatherings.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, because I just feel like it is such a intense, sensitive time. And although we kind of all are all over the place on all these issues, and we do have a lot of common ground, it's just the inability to communicate it with everyone listening. Listening at a gathering is really difficult.
Well, people want to jump in and put in their two cents.
Yeah.
So I think tending to which topics you allow is a really good idea. The last thing is take these family gatherings as an opportunity to learn and grow.
Yeah.
And sort of like what you said earlier, if you avoid all kinds of social gatherings, you're not growing, mm-hmm. right? But this is also an opportunity to observe, mm-hmm. how do I do with people who see things differently from the way that I do, mm-hmm. right? How can I function? What can I do? So one of the things that we know in therapy is that difficult people can be the best teachers, right? And there's also that saying that what bothers us in other people is oftentimes a mirror for ourselves, right? And the things in ourselves that we don't really like. So it's an opportunity for us to watch and say, what is it I'm getting triggered by? And do I have some of that I have to work on? People who are difficult challenge your beliefs and your problem-solving skills. And you can ask yourself, what can I learn from this person? Or what can I learn from this situation?
Right. And for me, too, it's been really fascinating to kind of watch my kids grow and develop over these years and how the topics are changing and how passionate they are about certain things. And it's if I can just focus on that instead of thinking, what?
Right. The content.
Exactly. It's pretty neat, though, to watch. You know, that's fun.
So the other thing that as a final tip is that it can be helpful to do some writing in a journal. Mm-hmm. We don't do this as much as we used to.
Yeah.
And it's very, very helpful. If we journal about some sources of anxiety, mm-hmm. whether it's what's it like with a certain family member or social anxiety, thinking in advance and writing about it in advance and coming up with some of these strategies and plans are going to really help us to learn and grow and also reduce some of that anxiety that we might be experiencing.
Exactly. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what else can reduce anxiety, and that is exercise.
Yes.
So let's go over. I mean, this is the time of year where we're thinking, all right, what's our goal next year? I got to get motivated. I need something to focus on. Do you have anything you're working on?
Well, I have to get my hip replaced, and I am so eager to get that done because my movement's restricted. Yeah. And so I will be really glad once I get that done and I can get back to kind of to the level that I was at before.
Right. So I just want to remind everyone that when it comes to your general health and living your best, it's so important to have a mix of both cardio and strength. Yeah. Strength training is sometimes overlooked, and by that, I don't mean you have to go to a gym and lift heavy weights or have machines. Your body weight exercises is strength. So in order to have balance, if you're just doing one thing, like I just run every day, and I ran into this years ago when that's all I did. I was a runner. And your body starts to break down. Yeah. You have to support it with strength training. And then as we age, our bones they start to break down. Yes. Osteoporosis is huge, arthritis, and it's proven that strength training will improve those issues. So,
and I'm a huge believer. You know, I went to a Zumba class when I was down in the desert, mm-hmm. and it was older women. And what I noticed is that a lot of women focus so much on being thin, mm-hmm. or running in cardio, but they don't work on that upper body strength.
Yeah.
And we look and feel so much better. Right. When we do strength training.
It helps with our mental health also. You know that.
It does.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love doing the strength training. Mm-hmm. And we can do it with body weight. You know, yoga, I find that so many women in yoga, because we're doing a lot of upper body work. So it doesn't have to be necessarily
It can be bands.
Yes.
It can be, like we said, body weight. The key is, you know, we definitely want cardio for our heart health. And Heart Association recommends 30 minutes a day, 5 to 7 days a week. And it can be broken up. So it doesn't mean you know, I don't have 30 minutes. Well, that's fine. Do 15.
Yeah.
So running out of time pretty quick here, but we'll continue this in January. But start thinking about your plan for your fitness. You've been listening to Functional Health Radio. Merry Christmas, Joe.
You too. Happy holidays. All right. Enjoy.